our view is that he is not fit to, you know, occupy a public office. The president has made very clear from the word go that anyone in the cabinet or in government that is associated with corruption is going to relieve them of their duties. And we have done that in the past. We saw the Minister of Energy, for example, Honorable Kambala, who was fired following his arrest by the Bureau. And we've also seen several presidential aides at State House being fired for being implicated in various, you know, corruption allegations. Now, the question that we have is how special is Honorable Kenzi Musukwa? After being indicted by the Anti-Corruption Bureau, he still continues to serve as a cabinet minister, and the president continues to procrastinate his action against these allegations of Honorable Musukwa.
But yes. Charles, these are mere allegations, and as the saying goes among legal brains, you can even indict a potato. These are allegations. It has not been proven in a court of competent jurisdiction that he violated his oath of office.
These are criminal allegations that have been preferred on him by a competent law enforcement institution. That's why it had effected the arrest. So it's beyond mere allegations. What is remaining is for him to defend himself before the law. Here is an institution that carried out investigations and they found him wanting. In addition, Section 12 of the Constitution of Malawi is very candid that those that occupy public office, they do so on trust, and they can only continue to occupy those offices on sustained trust. Now, here is a breach of trust.
Your organization has issued a 7-day ultimatum to Minister Musukwa to resign. He has insisted he isn't resigning if he's not fired by the president. What say you?
We are of the view that he must resign. We will continue to pursue other, you know, democratic means within the law to put pressure on the president as well as the implicated minister. At the end of the day, we would want to see accountability of these high-profile individuals when they're facing the law, would want to see justice at the end of the day. And lastly, would want to say to it that those offices are occupied by people that we can trust. And his arrogance, it's not the first time we have dealt with such a level of arrogance before. You would recall that when we were pursuing the Maizegate case in 2016, against the former Minister of Agriculture, Honorable George Chaponda, we faced the same resistance. But we believe in the resilience of the people of Malawi, and we believe that the president is going to find merit in not keeping these criminal suspects in his cabinet.